There's a reason that they hire celebrities to do voiceovers for commercials and perhaps documentaries. It attracts our attention, it provides familiarity, maybe even builds some positive associations with the brand. I might be more inclined to buy insurance when it's sold to me in the relatable voice of John Krasinski. And I don't know much about penguins, but I believe every word Morgan Freeman tells me about them in a documentary. Some people make it their entire career to cultivate a voice that's recognized and trusted by people. There are some voices that are really easy to identify, especially when you know them well. You probably know the sound of your family members, your kids, your parents, or your grandparents. You may recognize the people you work with by voice alone. You can identify them from the other room. Whose voice is so important to you that you could pick it out of the crowd? My first thought was my grandmother, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 95. I can still hear her voice in my head, clear as day, and occasionally in some old voicemails we still have access to. Maybe you can think of a former teacher, or a pastor, or a friend, or a boss, or a family member, somebody whose voice you'd recognize anywhere. In one of our readings this morning, Jesus tells us a story about sheep and shepherds and thieves and bandits, which is a word that made me giggle. It's an analogy of sorts. Imagine being a sheep, Jesus says. If you were a sheep, you'd know the sound of the shepherd's voice. That's the voice of the one who's going to lead you out to eat, the voice of rest, the voice leading you to water. You'd know that that was the voice of safety. You might just be a simple sheep, but you know better than to follow an unfamiliar voice like that of the thieves or the bandits. The sheep may know better, but it can be tough for us humans to stay focused on the right voices sometimes. I think Jesus is encouraging us to be more like sheep this way, to recognize the voice of safety and health and wholeness, and do our best to ignore the voices that aren't leading us anywhere worthwhile. What kind of thieves or bandits are we listening to? Maybe for you it's a fear of some kind, or doubt, or despair, or even nostalgia for something that once was but isn't anymore, and you wish things could be the way that they used to be. Maybe you're listening to voices that tell us if we just work harder and do more, then it'll all work out and we'll be good enough. The voices that tell us it all rests on me and I've got to do it all. The voices that tell us who we should be rather than being ourselves. But the voice of the shepherd leads us to pasture, to food, to water, to rest, to safety, to community, to authenticity. I don't always recognize the voice of Jesus, but I've been hearing it around here and there. Sometimes it sounds like our teachers, with unending patience, gently explaining to kindergartners about the consequences of their actions and laying out the steps to restoring friendship. Sometimes it sounds like middle schoolers cheering on younger students running around the track at the morning mile. Sometimes it sounds like our prayer recited in chapel, announcing that God welcomes us all and asking that we all might be a blessing to those around us. I think these are the pieces of abundant life that Jesus describes. I'm the new kid at All Saints. But already I can tell that these are the things that we're striving for there. A sense of belonging and community, an experience of safety, being watched over and cared for, being fully known and being known by name even. I've been impressed not only by the way that the staff knows the names of each and every student on campus, but also by the way that even our students know each other's names, even spanning grades. Last week, I watched kindergartners beg eighth grade boys to race them around the yard. And it started with one kinder boy, with older boys taking a turn racing him around, and the kindergartner even won a few times. Were the eighth grade boys running their fastest? Who can say? It wasn't long until other kinders joined in, and eventually there were upwards of 10 kinder students all together in a single mass charging behind one eighth grade boy after another over and over again, and I can only describe it as a joyful mob. And if that isn't abundant life for a kindergartner, I don't know what is. A life of joy and community and a life of connectedness. Maybe what Jesus is cautioning us against is pursuing promises that are only going to wind up empty. Things that promise us joy and comfort and abundance, but don't live up to the hype. And they actually end up robbing us instead, like sheep thieves and bandits. What solutions have we been seeking that don't really solve the problems that we have? What broken things have we been trying to hold together with some kind of duct tape for a while, hoping that it will be enough to hold us together? Meanwhile, we're invited to enter into the community of those listening to the voice of the shepherd guide us into connection and belonging and restoration. I wish that there was a switch that we could flip to turn off the other voices and clearly hear the words of Jesus, the shepherd, all the time. But it takes time and practice to recognize the voice of the shepherd guiding us into abundant life and into wholeness. And sometimes we still get distracted by other voices. I know I do. And I think that's one reason why we need each other. Sometimes we are the voice of the shepherd for our friends and our neighbors, inviting each other into community and into that abundant life that Jesus promised us. May it be so for all of us. Amen. Amen.